RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Music and your memory. How it takes you back to your favorite house party, blue lights, garage or basement, plastic cup in one hand, had your medallion around your neck. Those were the days. You know, you just insulted a large section of our listening audience. We were talking in the break about Nick Saban, and I said, I think I see Nick coming back to coaching, and verbatim, the young fella says he's 70 years old. He's too old. Now, that was insulting to all of the class of 1955.
Can I clarify?
No. Your words are already reverberating through the studio as I sit here, pounding me in my skull. As you basically said he was on his deathbed.
That is not what I said, Doc.
That's what you inferred.
That is not. I gave a reasoning behind it. I said coaching football would add stress to Nick Saban's life. He's 74 years of age.
Oh, he's 74.
He's 74. I understand Pete Carroll's also, you know, up there and he's in the NFL. He's coaching. But I don't think every 74-year-old will want to have that added stress on them, especially being at Alabama.
Okay.
Maybe I'm tripping.
Well, we'll let the public prove that. I think people realize that. But we understand why you are where you are.
Yeah.
With the stress you have to deal with 4 days a week is
with the 27-year-old.
Yeah, with the brat.
Yeah.
That's no one should have to do that. Shoulder that alone. But you signed up for this.
We can ask Charles.
But Brother Arbuckle, he understands it because he's a Bruin. You know, and so he's already, it's like being saying he's a SEAL. And you know what how he's been trained, you know what he's been up against, so. So this is the time of the year, man. I know you relish it. How do you describe it? Is there a way that you would describe what we're going into?
You know, guys, I think what you have is, you know, the great unknown, because I think this year is one of those years where you can have a lot of different things happen. I mean, in the past, we've kind of said this team, or, you know, you knew Ohio State, if they got hot, this would happen. But I think there's a lot of different factors that can come into this. And I don't think you can just say, hey, this team wins X. You know, I just really don't see that. I mean, Indiana has a chance. Ohio State has a chance. Oklahoma, if they start to finally run the football, has a chance. Oregon is kind of my dark horse in this whole thing. I think the young fella that was at UCLA, now at Oregon,
if he stays protected. He's nice.
Yeah. So I really like this time of year, man, because it just gives you a chance to let it happen on the field.
Am I wrong? Am I overrating A&M? I think
expectations,
What am I missing?
Too. No, you know what I think it is with A&M? And the reason I like them is because I know Elko's defense is going to play well.
Mm-hmm.
My concern is Marcel Reed.
Okay.
What Marcel Reed are we going to get, right?
Okay.
What Marcel Reed is going to show up? And are they going to make enough plays to be in a position to do the things that they need to do. So I think that's the part for me that Miami. Hey, Miami early in the year, mm-hmm. when their front, you know, their offense and defensive front, the way mm-hmm. they were playing, mm-hmm. I think people saw, hey, this Miami team. Mm-hmm. Every team you look at, I don't believe in Carson Beck, but I believe more in Marcel Reed than I do him. So there's a lot of that. I think you hit the nail on the head.
Ant-Man?
I mean, I'm looking at this college football playoff, and it starts tonight. Alabama, Oklahoma. For some reason, though, like I think in any other year, maybe like a couple years ago, a lot of people would have gone with Alabama to, you know, go out there and win this game. But for some reason, a lot of people, I think, are trending or leaning on Oklahoma to go out there and actually get the deal done. Do you think Alabama will go out there and prove all the naysayers wrong?
I don't know. I mean, I'm high on Oklahoma this year in this game, okay. Not for the full run because I don't think their offense is enough. Now, their defense, they have some dudes that can play on defense, and I think that's the part for me with Alabama. If you become one-dimensional against this guy's defense, it puts you in bad harm, in harm's way. And so, no, I look, guys, their defense is scoring points. They're doing it that way. Their offense can't really get things going, so they allow their defense to make it happen. And so if Alabama does not protect the football, which Ty Simpson has done a really nice job here down the stretch, even though they ran into a few bumps, and if they don't play well on special teams, because I think that's where Oklahoma thrives on special teams and defense. And this time of year, those game-changing and, you know, momentum-type plays are what hurts you. So I would really say let's look at that tonight to be a critical piece in this ball game.
Wow. Oklahoma. Yeah, Joe Washington, our guy, Silver Shoes. I know he'll be there. He'll be locally here, and you, because you cover this for a living. But JMU, this is not like a cute story. This is a damn good football program.
Yeah.
And I mean, in the level of athlete, first of all, whoever is their GM type has an eye for talent. How do they end up with so many talented guys that hit it out the park?
Man, Doc, you hit the nail on the head. You know, it's talking to, and they play Oregon, which is a game I'm really interested in because Oregon. Mm-hmm. If Oregon looks down on JMU, that's how they get beat.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I would say, and Bob Chesney, when he got there, they had probably 20 or 30 guys that had moved on with Kurt Cignetti. I can't remember the exact number.
Yeah, you're close.
And our first game that we did with them, I said, like, at Holy Cross, why were you guys so good? He said, we didn't miss on transfers. He said, my last year or one of the years that he was there, we had 61 guys and maybe 58 of them played for us and were really significant players. And he said, when we got them, also we had to develop them. So in college football, you don't see that development like you do, but you still have programs in the FCS level that have to develop. I saw a program in North Dakota State. That's what they do. They get kids there.
Yep.
They may have a guy that's 215 pounds. He ends up being 315. He goes to the league as a first rounder or whatever round he's picked in. He plays a long time because they develop him. I think that's why JMU has been so good because Kirk Cignetti did that, and now you have a guy, Bob Chesney, who's been able to keep that same kind of mentality, and they hit you. You know, I hear a lot of people saying, oh, damn, you, it's a cute story, it's this or that.
No, their defense,
their defense, Doc, and Alonzo Barnett, that brother can play.
He's a beast.
He can spin it.
Yeah. Yeah, man, it's interesting. I'm glad that I think about Buckhans, Steve Buckhans, who – always been consistent with JMU, but I've watched not only with Cignetti, because I thought the Bruins should have jumped on him. I was so irritated because I think they had missed the mark. For him to clone himself, and I guarantee you, here's the funny thing about JMU: I don't think it's going to stop.
No,
I think they're going to continue to be a cut above because the word spreads. People know. If you have developers, because so much of this industry is a buddy system. So you got really one good coach and three of his neighborhood friends who ain't worth a damn, and you're trusting your career with experiments.
Yeah.
They've mastered. They got a hell of a system.
They do, and I think when you have that system and you have continuity, like Cignetti was able to take that same blueprint, mm-hmm. brought it over to IU, got Fernando Mendoza, who was a kid out of California, who was, I think, Miami originally.
The Bears. The Cal Bears.
Yeah. So I think the same thing with Chesney. You take your offensive coordinator, your D coordinator, you take the person that's going to be the G. You said it earlier. The way these GMs are set up now, if you're smart, you're going to have analysts or these former coaches that sit and watch who these guys are. Mm-hmm. If you have 9 or 10 of those guys, you may be in a good position because then you set yourself up for success where you then have people watching, studying, understanding, making sure that these guys know who we're going to recruit and how they project for our system. And yeah, I might get you as a DN in high school, but then I bring you here and I might turn you into a running back or a tight end. And that's where you're going to be, and that's going to give you your best opportunity. And I think that's the thing you have to look at. The projectability of kids and athletic kids that can run and fly to the ball is going to be really critical wherever you recruit and wherever you go as a coach.
Yeah, back in the day, you have guys that be on a scout team that would be as good as people starting in other places but couldn't penetrate through. Guys play better. The league will benefit and already has started benefiting from this residual. We just got better football players because more are playing. As bad as the quarterback position is now, it was worse before. But look how many guys are playing now, and yet there's 12 worth a damn on the pros, and the rest of them are terrible. And I don't know how you fix that problem.
I think part of it is the advent of 7-on-7 football and not really learning how to throw through the passing windows of the defensive linemen, mm-hmm. but also the second and third level of the passing windows.
Okay, backers drops.
Your backers dropping in their hands, getting up. You know, Homer Smith was phenomenal in showing us that when we and then also we had Steve Axman. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, most quarterbacks that I played with growing up played baseball. So they could throw from, you know, a lot of them, if they were center fielders or shortstops or second base guys, they could throw from all the angles. They didn't always do it, but if they had to, they could.
Yeah.
I think also, too, I don't know about you, but when I watch NFL games or when I watch college games, how many times guys miss the running back or the tight end in the flat on an easy throw? Phillip Rivers last week was 18 of 27. 9 of those, or maybe more, were short passes or they were arrow routes to the running back. Mm-hmm. Arrow meaning you go out hard, you come back in, boom.
Right.
Those are the throws that I don't see the young guys making anymore. You don't do it in 7-on-7. The flat, just throw it to the flat. Just give them an easy throw.
Oh, they don't. They don't.
So those are the things that I can say why a 44-year-old guy that shouldn't be out playing can still do it because – he knows where guys are going to be, and he gets the ball to the spot where they are going to be. He can't throw it 20 yards, 25, 30 yards down the field, but he will give them the best opportunity to catch the ball and run with it and make yards after catch.
Boy, you're doing a clinic. You put on a clinic this afternoon.
I'm going to just tell you, you know, I watch Caleb Williams and Jordan Love. Jordan Love is probably playing at the next level now because he knows how to throw the fastball when he needs to. He knows how to just drop it over the top. And then he can throw the bomb as well as anybody. His deep ball is the most beautiful thing you'll see. Caleb Williams will throw you a fastball every time, and you don't need to throw a fastball all the time. And as he learns, hey, I got to take some speed off here. I got to do this. That's when you become a better quarterback. That's I played with Troy Aikman, and he was good in college. He became great in the pros because he learned how to go to that next level. He already had it. But he was just able to do the things and make all the throws that put people in the right position to make plays.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Charles, what do you say to, I guess, college football fans that think Tulane doesn't deserve to, like, you know, necessarily be in this college football playoff? And it's not just Tulane. It's also James Madison. I think all week long, those two teams have received the most disrespect just because they are from smaller conferences. But at the same token, I feel as though they earn their spot into these college football playoffs.
The way the system is made, they earned it. And I think Tulane is a team that should have a chip on their shoulder, even more so than JMU, because all of the talk is going to be about Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss and look at what they've done. Ole Miss better not sleep on Tulane. That team is going to be ready to play. Now, can they do it for the full four quarters? I don't know, because the thing with Ole Miss now that I don't think a lot of us have paid attention to is how good their defense is. Mm-hmm. Lane, as good as he has been as an offensive play caller and coordinator and, you know, trash talker, he's built this defense really well, and they've done really, really well in the transfer portal, not only on offense, on defense, and that's the part that's going to really be an uphill battle for Tulane. I think Tulane can still make some plays happen, but you've got a guy in Trinidad Chambliss who was a Ferris State transfer to Ole Miss. So it's going to be interesting to watch if the Green Wave can start fast, because that's what you have to do against this Ole Miss team that has had some, you know, it's been a little bit of turmoil with Lane leaving and guys saying, hey, we don't need him anymore. And you know, if you're a team like Tulane, you try to figure out how to jump on that quick and stay on top of them once you get, if you can try to get a lead.
Before you joined us, Anthony insulted most of my brethren born in the 50s and saying that basically Nick Saban was comatose at 74 years old and could never coach again. I just wonder what you think about that. And I said it wouldn't surprise me if we saw him again.
Yeah, I would think Miss Terry and he would say, what's the best situation for us, right? Because he's going to, you know, when you made that much money and you've had that much success, you're going to listen to your wife, right? Guys will say, well, he's this or he's that. He don't wear the pants. No, you just listen to your wife because she's been there with you forever and she knows you. She knows your blind spots. So I would say if Miss Terry approves it, we're going to see Nick again and he'll have the right setup and he'll have it where he can be the CEO. And he'll still dog cuss people every now and then, but he'll make sure that he has it in the best possible position so he doesn't have to grind as hard as he used to when he was there. Because he can't help himself. He's still going to grind. And I'd take a 74-year-old Nick Saban over some of these 60- or 50-year-old guys right now.
Yeah, and the reason why I stated it the way I did was because there was no GMs then when he was there. It's more like the pros now.
At the end, though, Doc, this is why we're starting to see the proliferation. He was the one that kind of started that when he hired all of those analysts that were former head coaches, either to get other jobs or to wait for a position to open on his staff. So he was, if you look around the proliferation of these GMs, he did it, but it wasn't called the GM.
Right.
It was just the way he set it up. And now all these schools are doing it where they have 20 coaches that don't coach on the field or, you know, are in the personnel department. Nick was doing that at Alabama at the very end. That's why they were able to get the kid Najee Harris out of Hanyot, California. You got Josh Jacobs out of Oklahoma. Tua and his family moved to Alabama from Hawaii.
Well, the Mercedes factory didn't hurt because they all have jobs.
That's exactly right.
That's what I'm saying. Nick, see, young fella Anthony, man, he, you know, I'm working with him, but trying to tell him, man, Nick got a monster. Nick has, he might have more dealerships now. Nick is so set up that I don't know how he cannot do it.
Doc, like the guy, old guys used to say, he ain't hustling backwards.
That's
he
right.
He got big hat and he got big cattle. So That's he right. knows how to make it work.
Yeah. We'll see. Hey, Buck, man, have a good one, man. I can't wait to do this again and to see what the results, because it's just getting started, man. This is the tip of the berg. And I honestly cannot wait to see the outcome on this, because how do you not at least pull for Cignetti and what Indiana man. Has done right now? But yet I just remembered after Michigan beat Ohio State.
Yeah.
And then Ohio State ended up winning it all. So the Buckeyes are not out of this round robin. They've been punched in the face. And you look at their roster, dude. It's hard not to go, man. Are you kidding me? It's going to be interesting.
Well, the receivers alone are just next level. I don't know how they recruit so many guys that are next level guys. And then every time you turn on the TV, you're seeing where y'all are across the country, former Ohio State Buckeyes doing work on people.
Yeah, well, you know, they lay it out. They know how to do the program. And they really are. You know, it's fun to watch them, but they got a freshman quarterback. Of course, can you really be calling a guy a freshman who's been to Alabama?
No. He's experienced.
Yeah. Boy, bad too, man. He rugged. Yeah. When you at the Heisman Finals and you a puppy?
That's pretty special when you can go to the Heisman as a young pup and put your accolades up with anybody else, even though you don't win it. You know, hey, if I keep doing this, I got
No, he'd be back.
Yeah.
He'd be back. I thought that was the most impressive thing to me. You give the Buckeyes a young, exciting quarterback with what they already attract.
Yeah.
And then the deep job they did defensively. And they're not out of it. I'm talking about them in past tense. They may do it again.
Hey, I wouldn't put money against them. I don't gamble, but if I were a gambler, man, I wouldn't bet against them, because they just Ryan Day and his staff know how to get ready for the that little stretch of games and know how to beat you in them. So,
all right, Buck, appreciate you, bro.
Have a good one.
All right, 551 in the nation's capital. All right, Anthony, you made your point. Got a little light.
Maybe I was wrong, Doc. About the Saban thing. But still, I do think he probably enjoys college game day a little bit more than coaching. And maybe I could be wrong, because he coached for so long. Maybe he does love coaching. Maybe he does, you know, get in the hind parts of some of his players. I don't know.
The dude is he's in the conversation.
Yeah.
For the best ever.
Yeah.
Okay. At his level.
Yeah.
How can you not want to be in that environment?
That's fair.
Now that they made it even easier. Because all the other things you were doing, now everybody else is doing it, can do it. You set it up. What he is a CEO. All you need him in there for is the meeting with the five stars parents, meeting with the donors for NIL contributions. What else do you need Nick for? Nick is going to do what Nick does no matter what, watching tape, and coaching. You know, I think it would be uncomfortable to be as good as he was at something that is so difficult to master and then be out of it. TV saving him. He'd be a wreck if he didn't have game day with Home Depot. Pre-game show, too. I want to get your take on that, too. And what you say, they've crossed some lines now that I'm impressed by how good a quality it is.
Yep.
And all this money's going for these kicks and all. They're throwing a lot of cash in good directions.
Yeah.
For student bodies. So if that's legit, then I want to give them a fun bunch high five. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back 5:53 here in the nation's capital. We're going all the way up to 7. We'll be back.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.